Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
Oh my God, this is shocking. Mm. Shocking news, shocking news! Monica Brooks is in the studio!
Yes! Ah! In the studio, this is kind of weird. Wow. I said this morning, I called my mom, I said, Ma, I'm heading to work.
I know, Monica's so proud.
I'm not in the closet.
Have you, now, I know when I first started working here, you would call your mom like every morning, yep, around like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. Have you stopped doing that or slowed down?
Nope.
Not being in the pandemic?
Nope, not at all.
So your mother didn't even get a break?
Nope. Mm-mm.
I thought maybe she got a break up until today. And he's like, oh, no, man.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
So, every Antoine, day. It's just another day for
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
She's like, wow.
For a trigger, she goes, okay.
Yep. Monica Brooks live in the studio, which is going to be a challenge for me to remember to look at her.
Yes.
Well, I've been here forever.
You're here.
And fortunately for me, I always look in that direction anyway, because like either Monica's here or I'm looking out the window to help gain my thoughts. Mm-hmm. So I'm good. But for Zach, Zach's either looking at me or he's looking like straight at the clock. Mm-hmm. So... we're going to have to give
you... Well, you see me over here.
You need some lights like they land airplanes and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to do that.
Yeah. Can you get like a beacon or at least one of those cave people hats? You know,
the ones with the mining with the light and stuff.
That's what I'm going to have to do. Spelunking
hat or
something.
I'll just
wave and I'm like, hey.
Yeah. And see what's going to happen, Antoine, is I'm going to forget she's there and she's going to wave like that and it's going to scare me.
Yeah, you're going to jump.
I'm going to think,
where did you get here?
There's a raccoon in the corner. It's going to jump out and bite me. So yeah, in the studio. Yeah. That's right, everybody. One day a week. This is baby steps.
It's a start until, well, schools, really.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone's trying to figure out the school schedule, the work schedules, and everything else as we start to open up.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
It's a challenge.
It's like it's like you're a little baby. And you're learning to walk, and Zach and I are your father, and we have our arms out, and we're like, come here, walk one step at a time. All right, that's Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you. You made it.
And, you know, just like every other baby, when they try to walk Antoine, too, they usually try to throw themselves down the stairs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's it happens.
Go all the way.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back.
I know.
Good to be back. What'd y'all do this weekend? Anything?
Not too much. Just relaxing.
Chilling.
I did some yard work. That's about it.
Monica, Antoine does not want to be my friend. I'm telling you.
Did you reach out again or something?
Yes, he did.
What happened?
I did. Now, I did kind of trick him.
He did, yeah. He did kind of.
Your door.
Well, I know. I get a text message from Zach, and it says, hey, Antoine, ...
Right.
And I know what that means.
Usually.
Typically, that means that he has, you know, some betting idea, a good wager.
Okay.
They're always good.
Yep.
But he knows that I'm against it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I typically respond with a gif of some sort of go away, leave me alone, die or something.
Which is what he sent back, his very harsh and mean, non-friend-like response. But this time it was not gambling related. I wrote back, I said, oh, so you don't want $50 off $100 at the Banana Republic factory outlet like I have right now?
Oh. Okay.
Suddenly the tone changed.
I was like, oh, and I sent a gif of me opening the door. If you check the history on my computer, I went to the website last night.
You know. Really, our friendship is going to be based on some form of temptation. I just
don't know which one it is. Peer pressure.
That's right.
Peer pressure.
So we're here. We're going to peer pressure you into whatever bad decisions you want to make. He was doing it to support his mother.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was for the money.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Leo, 19 years old and supporting mommy. Because mommy is hot stuff, so he decided to set up an OnlyFans page for mommy to make some money. And it's so, I mean, I guess it's kind of weird because he's posting the picture, so mommy is either semi-nude or fully. And that's your mother, but it's also a business. Right?
Okay.
Right? So would you do it for the right amount of money? Because mom is hot. She actually won Miss Bum Bum of, you know.
Oh, Miss Bum Bum.
Yeah, she won that 1 year.
See, what is his cut, though? Like, how much is he getting from this? That's an important fact.
Right.
I think if for me, if mom is completely nude, I'm out. Like, there's no chance.
But hold on,
there's no amount of money in the world.
But look at mommy. You're posting pictures of your mother, and this is what she looks like. So Antoine's going to walk over here and check out mom.
He's going to explore Miss Bum Bum and let us know.
What?
Mom looks 25.
Yeah.
Mom looks young. Mom got some work done to her.
She got some work, but she's looking good.
Yeah, no, she looks good. But see, that's the thing,
that's
though.
Lou.
That's not my mom.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, she looks good, because that's not my mama.
Yeah.
Right.
My mommy can't be doing that.
Right, but somebody thinks your mommy looks good.
No, nobody does. Nobody does. Yeah, she wears burlap sacks everywhere.
But you make a good amount of money, so you're gonna.
I couldn't do it.
$1 million.
Now that I look at the what?
$1 million a year.
Yeah, you would.
A year. How many pictures I got to take?
Every day,
because you know how Kim Kardashian every day she's posting pictures.
Yeah.
So you had to take these pictures of your nude mother and post them every day for your friends to look at. And maybe even share on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but you're making a great salary.
And maybe she goes by Mommy Bum Bum since she's
Support my mom.
I just don't know. I don't think I can do it. I just don't think. Because you got to give critique. Like, I couldn't be there and be like, Mom, you got to raise your leg up just a little bit more. We need a little bit more cheeks. Not enough cheek. I can't do that. I can't do that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't.
Think about it, though. Think about if you were making $1 million a year. Versus, look.
How much is this per day?
Think of the amount of crap you put up with around here sometimes. Seriously. And you don't get paid $1 million a year.
So you're saying that you would do it, Zach?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Right amount of money.
Monica?
Yeah.
I guess it's a little different for the daughter, too.
It is. For the son.
An endorsement for a new set of eyeballs. Like, I'll get a new set every year. I'll go in and do that.
It's burning to
as long as it's getting paid in money, because I don't know how Monica would do this. You make your daughter take all the pictures for you, and she'd get paid in one Chick-fil-A lunch
that's
a week.
Gonna be
and
it.
That's all
she
it would
Chick-fil-A,
be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's already doing this. She was doing your photo shoot for your birthday.
Birthday photos.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it wasn't for OnlyFans, it was just for Only.
Yeah, like, just Only.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Now, first, we must address the issues of space potatoes.
Mashing potatoes?
Because I guess we're going to go live there or something.
Yeah, at some point.
Is that the plan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's just one of those ones where it doesn't feel like a need. It just feels like we're going to do it to say that we do it.
I don't know. There are some days I look around this planet and I'm like, you know what? There has to be something better out there.
It's like just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case
something. You got to have a timeshare somewhere.
Yeah.
Like a vacation spot.
I get the feeling, though, you get all excited, be like, all right, I'm leaving this stupid planet. I am going to the moon, and the moon is going to be the same, just colder. Like that's really all it's going to be. But they're going to have to do the potatoes if we're going to recolonize or whatever the heck it's going to be on some other planet. And they're saying it's going to be, quote, extremely difficult.
I guess you need a new special space suit, right?
You'll probably need a special suit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the larger issues is this whole thing called gravity.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yep. So you got to deal with gravity, because when you're in these low gravity or anti-gravity or whatever it is, like if you push up against somebody, one's going to go flying in one direction and one person's going to go flying in another.
It's going to turn into a game of tag.
Right. Come and get it. So they're saying, you know, the individuals will probably have to be tethered down just a little bit. So, you know, have to get some straps.
It's a different 50 Shades.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
50 Shades of Mars.
It's just 50 Shades of Mars. Hey, it couldn't. 50 Shades of Mars can't be a worse movie than the last 50 Shades movie.
Terrible. Yeah.
They were bad.
So there is that. And then, of course, heart rates are going to be different. Mm-hmm. And there might be a situation as far as when it comes to men and will there be a, you know, what the.
So this is going to be a party then.
Yeah, so you're saying you wanted to go to the moon, Antoine.
I said I want to visit. Didn't say I want to live.
Well, I'm actually holding on to hope. Instead of saying I'm going to leave this planet because I'm just sick of it, I'm hoping that a lot of people say that and all the annoying people just move to the moon.
And they're the ones that go.
Right. So then we'll stay here, and I think, you know what? Wow, it's nice. This is good here now. Oh, Monica. Study at UCLA found that babies love it when we use baby talk.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah. This is bad news for Monica because she is scientifically incapable of baby talk.
Hey, baby. Hey. Oh, I was holding my great nephew over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, look at you. You are so adorable. But that was my baby talk. It was basically
like it was
regular.
That right there. So just, I mean, look at me. Pretend I'm a baby because, you know, look at my face.
Okay,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Like I am
How
just.
How you doing, baby? Hey. I can't do baby talk. I just can't do it. Gaga goo goo, baby. Gaga goo goo.
Why is everything ending in a question mark? Why are you asking a baby so many questions?
I want to know, are you amused, baby, by the gaga goo goo?
What do you think?
You're doing it wrong.
See, I'd just rather just talk to
you. You got to do the little baby voice.
You got to do the baby voice.
You're so cute. Nope.
Does your tongue not work? Does your tongue go numb?
It does. It just falls apart. You're so cute, baby. You're so cute.
But so, why do they point out why? I have my theory. Do they point out why babies like it?
No, I mean, my only theory is babies are just tiny little control mongers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they like the fact that you look and sound stupid. That to them is amusing because they think, I lord over you. Look at me. I'm a useless blob. I can't even walk or talk. And yet here I am ruling your world. That's my theory.
I think it has something to do with the smiles. When you do baby talk, you inherently start to smile. You can't
I
don't
think I smile want to do it.
You don't?
That's the point.
Neither do we.
You also don't do it. The baby doesn't smile either. But I think that has something to do with it because it's more the smile and them seeing your teeth and your mouth and stuff like that. Gotcha. That's catching their attention.
Yeah, so it's Monica's. Hello, baby.
What's up, baby?
How's it going?
Hey, give me that.
Hey. Ooh. Look at you. Still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My great nephew actually rolled his eyes at me. He looked at me and I'm like, all right. He gave me the stare down and rolled his eyes. I'm like, oh, baby.
I guess we can look at it this way, where Monica is inspiring babies to get up and walk.
Exactly. To hurry this up. To hurry this up.
They are just trying to leave and get out of here. Oh, and scientists in Japan have figured out how to hack the human body and regrow teeth. Good morning.
That's scary.
Ooh, isn't it though?
I don't think it's scary. Why is it scary?
It just feels scary. But at the same time.
It just feels scary.
Yeah. Regrow teeth.
It does?
Yeah. Because it sounds good in theory that, oh, yeah.
What's the negative?
Humans with lots of rows of teeth.
Like extra rows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
that's
also,
fair.
My son refusing to ever brush his teeth again because now you can't even use the threat of his teeth falling out.
You know what?
I rest my argument. Mm-hmm. Never mind. I don't have anything for that one because that's very true.
He'll be like, whatever. They'll just grow back over and over and over again. So,
Weird.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by. Lightning bolts.
It is the fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Antoine versus Monica in two different categories, head to head, and actually head to head.
Yes.
Time. I know.
You could almost lean head to head against each
other. Like two rams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't frowned upon for social distancing. So you can lean from 6 feet away just to be safe. So we're going to do that here right now in the game. Let me make sure we don't have any prizes or any giveaways I got to do here. I don't know. Okay, so you know what? This is fun.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
A decision has to be made this morning.
Yeah. Monica, would you like to go first or second in the game today? Because you always have to send Antoine to the soundproof chamber when you're in the she shed just because you can't hear the category.
So you would always go first. But when we were here in person, I would always want to go first so I could hear your answers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, so go ahead and go first.
Okay, that works.
All right, perfect. Monica's going to head to the soundproof chamber. Do you need Waze to get to the soundproof chamber?
Leave breadcrumbs, Gretel.
Yep, just in case she gets lost. Monica's funny because this is the second time in a year that she's been in the studio, and she is legitimately like, so who works here on Mondays? Like, who's here?
Like, who's here today? Like, nobody.
Right.
Nobody's here.
Just like it was a year ago. Nobody. You now. Congratulations. All right, Antoine, we have two different categories.
Okay.
15 seconds in each of them. You just rattle off as many things as you can in those categories, and all the points add up. They all carry over, blah, 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 all those things. So tomorrow is May the 4th be with you.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, no.
So, you know, Star Wars and all that stuff. You're not a big Star Wars guy, are
you? I watch it. I enjoy it, but I don't retain any of it. So I'm really nervous right now.
Monica's lousy when it comes to Star Wars, too. So I wanted to make it fun and not impossible.
All right.
So this is not names of characters. Okay. I actually don't want names of characters. That actually doesn't count for this one. I just want, in 15 seconds, give me things about Star Wars. So not names of characters, just Star Wars stuff.
Okay.
And I will go ahead and assess what counts where. So 15 seconds and go.
Heroes, villains, lightsabers, machines, aliens. There are people that steal. There are like giant monsters. Like there's a sand monster. Mm-hmm. Out of space. Mm-hmm. Big spaceships. How about, you know, nothing else? I'm out of time.
Yeah, exactly. How about nothing else? There you go. Not bad. Nine.
See, she's going to kill me on this one. She's
going to
do great on this one.
I think she's going to hit a wall because she's going to have in her mind, I don't know anything about Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see.
All right.
My prediction, 4.
I think 11.
Okay. I hope it's 11 because if it's 4, it's game short.
The game is short.
All right, let me see if I can. find her. Monica, did you get lost? You can come back in. Okay, here she comes. All right. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Now, Antoine got 9 in the first category. And I know what you're going to say when I start talking about the category.
But let him finish because I thought the same thing.
I know you're going to say, actually, you know, let's see if you say what I'm thinking in my mind is. So tomorrow, Monica, is May the 4th be with you.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, see.
There we go.
Okay, I'm ready for that. Yeah.
And you're not a Star Wars person. But I kept that in mind with this category. So it's about Star Wars, but it's not about Star Wars. So here's what I want. In 15 seconds, Antoine got 9, by the way. Okay. In 15 seconds, just give me things about Star Wars, not names of characters. I don't want names of characters.
Okay.
Just give me Star Wars stuff. 15 seconds and go.
Okay, Yoda, Darth Vader. Things about it. Okay,
pause,
they shoot people with sticks.
Pause.
With
I am starting over again.
Go ahead,
explicitly looked you in the eyes and said, no character names.
And I gave you exactly that.
Yoda, Darth Vader.
Luke Skywalker. No.
I'm like, what do I even know about? Okay, fly.
No, wait, now I'm going to start the timer again.
All right.
Those things are better. All right. And go.
Okay, they have ships. They fly through canyons. They blast people. They take lightsabers. They chop each other's heads. They hug. They use robots. They die. They live. They have big hoops. Big earmuff hair.
Mm-hmm.
May the 4th be with everyone.
May the 4th be with everyone.
I kind of want to protest, but I'm not. I'm not going to protest.
Okay, what did you say?
You got extra time to think about it because you screwed up and he started you over.
Now, Antoine,
I only got like 5.
I do believe, as the judge, you are correct. She got extra time, but I don't believe she thought about it at all.
I didn't.
Fair enough.
That is true.
She got 10.
Okay,
so,
see? Mm-hmm. I said you're going to get 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I predicted 4. I had very low faith in you, but that's okay.
I was like, I thought I got 5. I'm like, I just said stuff.
That's all you had to do.
I love Star Wars.
May the 4th be with everybody. Yikes.
Love it.
Okay. So Antoine is left because he is down 10-9. So he'll get last wraps in this.
Man.
Now, tomorrow's May the 4th be with you.
Right.
Wednesday is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
Yes.
Love a good taco.
I know. Mm-hmm. So give me things that happen on Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
And go.
We party, we drink, we eat lots of food, we hug, we kiss, we not now. We dance. There's lots of music. And we go to jail. Some people probably we die, we live. We have we conceive children probably that day.
I'll give you that.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. I'll give you that on the buzzer. All right, not bad.
How many was it?
I gave you 11.
Okay.
So
I'm very liberal
with my scoring here sometimes. Yeah. So that is 21. That is not bad at all. Let me go get Antoine back.
Okay, go to the chamber. Come back. He is coming back from the soundproof chamber.
So Monica got 11 in the category. Uh-huh. Yeah, so she.
You should have done better with Star Wars. Like, you know what?
Wow.
Get your game up. Like, what? What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm struggling over here. I'm struggling.
So Monica's back in the studio today. Do you miss her being in the
I know.
Lightsaber
I know.
You.
If you were working from home, we wouldn't have had this problem.
You just close your eyes and she's not here, but now she's here. Okay. So
she had 11. Okay.
21 is her total. You need to get 12 to tie and win. So that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Now, we talked about tomorrow being May the 4th be with you, which means Wednesday is Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
All right. So just give me things that happen on Cinco de Mayo and go.
People get happy, they sad, they drink, they dance, they hug, they kiss, they get drunk, they get hungover, they order drinks, they wear a sombrero, they do a dance, they order chips, they eat tacos, they eat burritos, they call their Mexican Nana, they ride a donkey. You don't call your Mexican Nana?
You should.
I should, yeah.
It's her day. It's Mexican.
Exactly.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo is actually, the translation is Mexican Nana Day.
Exactly. Oh, it's called Nana.
Well, you needed 12. You got 15. Mary Ann.
Looks like I don't need a lightsaber now, do I?
I guess not.
Congratulations. You are the winner.
That's all right.
Of the lightning bolts.
Glad to know you actually like tacos. Uh-huh.
In hindsight, in May the 4th, I should have said daddy issues in the first category.
Yeah.
And then, I had one for the Mexican Cinco de Mayo, but now I've forgotten.
Well, calling your Mexican Nana and riding a donkey are good enough
there
for me.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Having hair like earmuffs. Those are all the answers I'm looking for. Perfect. So that, my friends, is the lightning bolt.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
Antoine, you're screwed. You in particular?
No, because I believe in willpower. Mm. So I feel confident in myself.
Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, they're so delicious.
Yeah.
So yummy.
And you've maybe been able to skate this year just a little bit.
I have.
Because they haven't been out and about.
Exactly. They haven't been, you know, just stalking me at Walmarts right. and things like that.
A little girl with the pigtails going, Mr. Antoine, could you please support us with some cookies?
And I can't help it. I have to. They get all my money.
Well, now, and this is local. This is in Christiansburg. They're delivering Girl Scout cookies by drone.
No.
Oh, very nice.
I love drones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
Because Wing is it's a subsidiary of Google, but it's in Christiansburg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's this drone delivery company. And I think it's Christiansburg and one other city in the country that they're testing out drone deliveries and things. But they've teamed up with the Virginia Girl Scout group, and they are delivering cookies.
Get your cookies.
Like, I need to at least get one box just so I could see how it's... See, that's how they get me. Yeah. That's how they get me. Because I just want to see the drone drop off the cookie, and now I'm going to buy, like, 8 boxes.
Do you think, Monica, like, does the drone fly all the way to your front porch and just release, and it just lets it down? Or does it drop it from 25 feet in the air?
You gotta catch it?
I would hope that it just drops it off gently. Just that it's
now, I want to make a game of it. I want Antoine to sit there and be like, all right,
catch
your thin mints here.
Like I'm a punter. Like I'm a punt return person in NFL. Yeah.
So the company is committed to delivering at least 3,000 boxes of cookies by drone or more, depending on demand from Antoine alone. So
I'm looking at a picture of it now.
You. Fly right over and deliver you them cookies.
Number two.
So you chuggy?
Chuggy?
Anybody here chuggy?
No. What is that?
Monica is probably chuggy.
I'm chuggy?
Yeah.
Really?
This is the new word on TikTok. Now, I have an argument about using this term in the first place because I guess this is the opposite of trendy. According to this TikToker, if you are chuggy, you are the opposite of trendy. I'll let her explain.
I have a new word for you that you clearly are all in need of. People will say things like, this is millennial or girl boss energy. All of these terms are pointing to the same thing. The word, my friends, is chuggy, okay? It's the opposite of trendy, stylish in middle school and high school. Maybe, maybe not. Timelines don't really matter. But it's no longer in style. It's used when someone follows these out-of-date trends.
So you're not in style anymore.
Chuggy.
Right, you're doing the things.
Why are we listening to her?
Good question. And also, I would argue that using the term chuggy already sounds like it's all of these other things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who's chuggy now? You're chuggy.
I can't go with it.
No.
I can't.
No. Doesn't feel right. Chuggy.
It did make me think that if I ever get on TikTok, this is just me talking bull crap right now, but if I do, maybe I'll get on and I'll just start making up words.
That's what she just did.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I can do that.
Chuggy.
Yeah. I'll find out when people are...
What are you going to bring back?
Poondiferous.
Fleek?
What?
Oh.
Fleek? You going to bring it back?
No, I can't bring those back because that's chuggy. Yeah. Duh. That's exactly what
Monica,
you're saying,
Monica. You are so chuggy.
But bring it back anyway. Go
you're so
her.
Chuggy.
Oh, you got a bunch of chug falling out your face.
Chug right there.
No, I got to like, you know, plectathorous, and then I have to tell everyone what that means. Yeah. And I just need one of them to catch on. And
just one.
You need your daughter. You need her help.
She doesn't help. I asked.
He tried.
I did try. And I thought it was all being good. I'm like, you know what? She's on TikTok all the time. I said, help your father. Get me on. And 2 weeks later, I said, so what are we doing here? She said, well, I'm still trying to come up with, I don't know what to do for your first video. I'm like, you've done 105,000 videos in the last 2 weeks when you've done none for me. She doesn't want me to succeed.
Well, it's something about the daughters because Ava doesn't want to be in Monica's.
No, she doesn't.
Right. So...
No.
Because you guys are so chug.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I found chuggy. Ultimately, I think what it is the people closest to me don't want me to succeed. They like me where I am. They like me as a good worker bee. So it's good.
Number one
trending. Now, Antoine, I'm going to put this out here.
Okay.
Maybe Monica will be willing to do it. I will do it with you.
Okay.
And I think Antoine would do it with you as well. But there is a face-off going on this summer. In one corner, Dorito. In the other corner, Cheeto. And they're having a battle this summer to see who has the best and hottest chip. Because they each have chips. And they're owned by the same company. So this is one of those ones where they're fighting, but they're
it's like
not.
A civil war kind of thing.
Yeah. But it's more like a friendly, like, hey, we're going to get everyone to pay attention to us kind of war. Which it's working, as you can see. So you go on Instagram and Twitter and you use the hashtags Team Cheeto, Team Dorito, whichever one you like. And Doritos is introducing a new flavor called Extra Flamin' Hot Nacho. And
okay.
It has two X's, which makes it, you know,
extra hot.
Extra hot. And then Cheetos is bringing back the popular Flamin' Hot Spicy Pepper Puff.
Ooh. That sounds hot.
I know.
So many adjectives.
Yes, very flaming. No, flaming hot and spicy.
Like, yes, there's too much going on right there.
All right.
Hot spicy fire ouch sauce. Mmm.
But I'll try it.
Okay. Good.
I'll
try them. We'll try them all.
Lots of water, milk, everything else.
And I'll support Monica.
Huh?
What happened?
What? You said you
wouldn't
do it, though.
I mean, I will, but I'll also support you.
What?
I support
But I'll also support you.
At first, I thought you said, and I'll also pour Monica. I'm like, what, milk?
Yes, I will be a concierge.
Yes, fantastic. So, all right. Well, I'll get a hold of these. Let me see if I can find them at the store today.
Okay.
And Monica's now in studio once a week. So next Monday.
Next Monday.
Sometimes it make you break out in a cold sweat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah! Hot seat.
Seat always feels a little bit warmer on Monday.
Yes.
And you think, who was sitting in it over the weekend?
And did they have gas?
Probably.
They warmed it up for you.
Yes, they did. They kept it warm. But we grill each other in the hot seat. Just a fun way to ask uncomfortable questions to each other. And Monica is back in the studio and ready to make me uncomfortable right out of the gate.
No,
I don't think so.
Not at all. Okay, so my question for you, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
You love getting ready in the morning, starting your day off right,
getting your outfit.
Wait a minute, what?
Picking out your outfits and stuff like that. You like to, right? You pick out your outfit the night before, don't you?
I try to.
Okay.
It's for an efficiency kind of thing, just because I'm miserable in the morning and I'm not excited to tackle
my day. Oh, you're excited for the day. Okay, so you're going to lose an article of clothing.
Uh-huh.
So you're either going to be commando every day, shirtless, or sockless. So you're going to slide your shoes on with, you know, sweat foot, go to the gym workout, no socks, shirtless, stare at the dance floor. Nope. I'm here once a week right now.
Shirtless. Why you got to bring me into it? This is his hot seat question. Why is my seat warm all of a sudden?
Commando, and then you're just like,
staring at Antoine with your chest all out.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Staring at Antoine with your underwear not on. Like everything. Why am I staring at Antoine?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that part, no.
With your naked, sweaty feet. All sorts of stuff. Oh, my God. Okay, so it's not shirtless. That is out.
Uh-huh.
I'm not walking around the world shirtless.
But the socks?
I find that you should never trust a shirtless man unless you're at the beach. Like, that's the only time.
But you can be shirtless at home.
Even that, I'm always.
Jared's always shirtless at home. And my mom, because my mom stayed the weekend, and she was like, and Jared walks out of the bedroom, and he's shirtless, like usual. And she's like, you gonna put a shirt on? I was like,
that ain't what your mama said. Your mama said, daddy.
All right.
Answer the question, Zach. Stop stalling.
Thank you for making her uncomfortable.
Stop stalling.
I just don't like shirtless man rubbing all over my furniture. That's just me. Commando, it's just, man, there's all the floppins and the stoppins and every other thing that's going on and just too much.
Can't go to a meeting like that.
Oh, my God.
Checking your zipper every second.
Can't be doing squats. Kind of situation either. So I'm going to have to go with socks. I'm going
sweaty
to risk
foot.
The calluses and the sweaty foot.
I think that's what I would go with.
Yeah,
sockless.
Because I can at least spend a fair amount of my existence in flip-flops.
Mm.
And that'd be all right. And then the gym, I don't know. I'll get some of those. You know what? Just like Cardi B says, I'll get those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. Then I'll have
There you
socks.
Go.
Oh, look at you.
And you'd be trendy.
Cardi B.
Thank you.
All right. So, Monica, my question is for you. You are a mother. Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah,
and we
mother.
Just referenced your mother talking a little nasty to Jared. Monica, your hot seat question is, what was one Mother's Day gift that you got your mother that you knew and that you know today was complete crap? Like, what was the worst Mother's Day gift that your mother had to pretend to like?
It was a jogging suit.
A jogging suit?
Yeah.
Suit.
Yep. And it was like one of those just...
Like a big windbreaker with a jacket and the pants
and stuff?
It was
like one of those like sweatsuits, like just a little jogging suit, and it was terrible. Like
the Sopranos would wear? Like,
yes, I think so.
It was terrible. It was gray. And
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was gray. And I got her that. And she looked at it.
Did you ever see her wear it?
Nope.
How avid a runner was your mother back in the day?
Never a runner. She's not a runner. She's not a track star.
I've never even seen your mother walk briskly. I got to be honest.
She's chill. Yeah, she's chill with it.
She got
a little swag.
A running suit.
Yeah.
And why did you do that? Was it a last-minute thing? Did you have one left over? Did you find it at Goodwill? Like,
it was one of those things where I was at the store, and I looked at it, and I said, maybe I'll change it up, and I'll get her
the suit, mm-hmm. the sweatsuit. Terrible idea.
Changing it up is always a bad idea.
I find changing it up. Yes, I like to never change it up.
Yeah, go with what works. Mm-hmm. Stay with what works. Be consistent.
Hey, you know what worked last time? This. You know what I'm going to do this time? That.
Exactly.
I'm on board for that. And I have written down Mother's Day gifts.
And there was another time, too, where I got our purse. I said, I'm going to change it up. And mm-hmm. I got her this purse that had a light inside of it. So when she opens it up, the light, it will just illuminate the purse inside of the purse. I think she just threw it away.
Okay, see, I thought I had the worst gift to my mom, but no, you top it. I took the lyrics to the Boyz II Men song, Song for Mama.
Okay.
And I just wrote them out and gave it to my mom.
That's an awful
from and I just put heart. I just put my name in. There was a part that I could put my name in. That's where that whole started. And I just gave it to her.
Call
I said,
your mom and apologize.
Here's my poem to you, mom.
Oh my God, you plagiarized.
Ooh. Yes, completely.
Wow.
Completely. Academic suspension. I copied everything.
Wow. Now, that's a terrible son right there.
Man. You know what? Here's this. You can text in to 52353. Which of those gifts was worse? Was it Antoine's plagiarized poem where he stole a Boyz II Men song?
That's a bad one.
But at least it was words of sentiment.
It was, and I meant those words.
Not his words. Nope.
Meanwhile, Monica got her mother a purse, which I can best describe as, a small refrigerator. Because the light was out of
it. I thought it was cool at the time. I'm like, she'll like this.
So you got your mother a leather refrigerator. That's what you
always open up your purse in the dark. Obviously, you need a light.
So 52353, whose Mother's Day present was worse of those two? Please weigh in. We'll declare a winner. We will also continue the hot seat next. I have relationship red flags for both Antoine and Monica. Choices must be made next. Hot seat rolls on, and the question remains: who got their mother a worse Mother's Day present?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Antoine, who plagiarized song lyrics from the Boyz II Men song, Better Call Your Mama or whatever.
Song for Mama.
Yeah, that's what I said. And wrote it down and then signed Love Antoine, gave it to his mother. Was it on a piece of cardstock or
no.
Card?
It was like notebook paper.
Notebook paper.
It was notebook paper.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Or Monica.
College rule.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I don't know.
Whatever my mama had when I was in middle school.
Wow. Was it white or yellow?
I know. More the margins.
Gave her mother a handbag with a light in it.
Yes.
So basically a portable refrigerator. And she could just, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Which I believe, was that the present your mother declared as quote unquote crap? Is that one?
It probably was.
I think it was. Yeah. Well, let's see.
It
text 52353. Lighted purse, best gift ever. Signed, Anonymous, a.k.a. Mark.
Hey, Mark. Thank you.
You mean Anonymous.
Hey.
Hey, Anonymous.
Hey.
Maurice says, Antoine had the worst. It was thoughtless. Monica,
I disagree.
Thank you, Maurice.
I found a perfect song for her. I could have chose Dear Mama by Tupac, but I chose Boyz II Men.
Monica at least had a practical gift. And this person said, plagiarized poem. And all future gifts must be approved or chosen by K92 listeners.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Who?
Well, for you. Of course.
I will say, maybe I'll let you guys pick one year, and then I will report how my mother felt about it.
Okay.
And then we'll go from, you're not a listener.
But I can help. I can text in.
If there's one thing you never do, it's listen.
I know, that's what
Don't you be talking about that, young lady. All right. Deal breakers in your relationship. Yeah. This one's always fun to do. You have to take on one flaw. Because none of us are perfect.
No.
Even if you find the perfect husband or the perfect wife. There's got to be something about them.
Yes.
Because if they are perfect, that to me is a flaw.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with them? Nothing. That's what's wrong.
Something. It's impossible.
Okay. So let's go with... Okay, Antoine, we'll ask you first.
Okay.
This is your... It's your perfect, significant other.
All right.
Everything about them is exactly what you want, except for one flaw. And you have to pick one of these. Is it A, that they do not know the difference between your... Or any other grammar.
That's going to work. Yeah. That ain't going to work. That ain't going to work.
Your. They're going to do it wrong all the time.
Good luck making me not pick that one.
Or cries themselves to sleep every single night.
What?
All right.
Good night, Antoine.
So they don't know the difference between your, they're, two, yep. two. All
two,
of
two
them.
Two and two. Yeah.
All of them.
They suck at grammar.
You can't.
Their grammar is awful.
Or they cry themselves to sleep?
Yes.
Oh, I'm dealing with them crying themselves to sleep every night.
And if anything, they're going to sleep.
Exactly. They're going to pass out. Let me give them that Kleenex box and everything. They are not going to embarrass me, the family, the unit. No, they're not.
They're
going to be on that Facebook statuses.
Zach started asking the question. I can see it in your eyes.
Ain't no way in the world.
I was like, so give them a forehead kiss and go to sleep. Just cry.
Talk about you're the love of my life and they misspell it. Nuh-uh, no, you ain't gonna embarrass me. You ain't
double,
gonna do
double
that.
O's everywhere.
I gotta change all your passwords.
Y-O-U-R, the love of my life.
I know, that ain't gonna work.
Oh, that's his boo.
No, it ain't.
I guess you look at it this way. Oh, baby, you're going to bed? All right, I'll be up in 20 minutes.
Exactly. Go ahead and get it out. Go ahead and get it out.
Have a good cry. I'll be listening for the snore.
No way. Right. You ain't embarrassing me.
Nice. Okay. Now, Monica, here's your choice.
Uh-oh.
Everything about them is perfect.
Okay, spot on.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Except for one thing. Is it A? Their first name is Poop. That's right. Monica and Poop. Like it is on the wedding invitation when you go hang out with other people.
Okay.
To Monica and Poop. Come hang out with us. Or B is your clone.
What? Ooh,
it's your clone.
It's a clone. It's your male version of you.
It is your clone.
Huh. This, I mean, because this should be easy. I should just want to, should I want to date myself?
You don't want that.
you don't want it.
Do we want that?
Exactly.
I don't think I'm that outrageous, right? 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 Y'all?
This is your decision.
No, what do y'all think?
I think I heard somebody at the door.
What do you think? I think that I'm pretty, I've calmed down over the years and stuff.
I'd rather get a t-shirt that says Poop and Monica. Like that, I'd rather get family reunion of the Poop and Monica.
Like me and myself driving in a car, just road tripping. You know, me and myself.
So which one are you picking?
Me, myself, and I.
How are you ever going to get road tripping anywhere if you have to stop every 11 minutes to go to the bathroom between the two of you? Good grief.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm okay with poop. I guess.
There we go. Save that. We are using that sentence. I'm okay with poop down the line.
I'm okay with dating Mr. Poop.
No, that's not what you're saying. No, I need you.
Kanye has a song, Poopity Scoop, so we got to be the wedding song.
No, I need you to. I need you to phrase it perfectly. You are not okay with dating Mr. Poop. What you are not okay dating yourself. That's really what it is. It's not that you're okay dating Mr. Poop. You are not okay with dating yourself. Make sure that's on the record.
Yeah. I get it. You know what? You're allowed to take.
Would y'all
to
date yourselves? Would you date yourself?
Oh God, I'd be miserable. I wouldn't date yourself.
I'd stress myself out.
Okay.
Yeah. All the arguing and stuff. I would stress myself out.
I'd leave myself alone. There'd at least be that. If nothing
else.
I'll be downstairs. Good. Mama always said. I'm learning. Mama always said a lot of things. Mama did a lot of talking.
She did a lot of talking.
Man.
Yep. Trying to teach you something.
Yeah, we got on Facebook, we got a thread going. We're giving away some prizes from Mother's Day, so you can hit us up there. You can hit us up on the text. Some of the traditional ones, like I'll give you something to cry about. I brought you into this world. I can take you out.
Yep. I got one for you. I wonder if you've ever heard before, Zach.
Okay.
I think, Monica, you've probably heard this, but maybe you haven't. How my mom used to always say, a hard head makes for a soft behind. Have you ever heard
that one? That.
A hard head
makes for a soft behind.
Now, I haven't heard it, but I'm guessing what that is you want to be stubborn, you're going to get a spanking.
That's exactly what that means. Okay. All right, you're going to have a hard head. All right, I'm going to soft that butt up for you then.
What I'm learning is these mothers are all very violent.
They are so violent.
I brought you in this world to take you out? Murder?
Exactly.
Really?
That's a threat, Mom. That's 5 to 10. That's 5 to 10 just on threatening me.
That's premeditated. You know, that's going higher. Selena on Facebook, I like this. On pretty days, she'd say, go outside and blow the stink off.
Well,
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of all the things that I say to the kids. I say a lot to the kids. I think you've heard some on air before. The kids in the background.
You either going to stop running in and out of this house,
yes,
you stay in, you
out.
Stay out, or you're going to stay in.
No closed doors. My mom used to say when I got older and I was like old enough to go to the club, she says, you know what? You never shake a man's hand in the club. I said, okay.
What?
I know the logic behind this.
I don't.
She told me, she said, never shake a man's hand in the club.
Okay, never mind. It's probably filthy, isn't it? Is this dirty?
If you go to the bathroom, most guys are not washing their hands.
Yeah.
Properly.
But I guess, you know, the rest of the time, we totally do. It's just when we're in the club.
At the club.
Yeah, we're feeling free. Not washing today. I would normally. But
she say that, like, oh.
Get on over here. So I better not start it, but by God, I better finish it.
Mm-hmm.
There's one. Text 52353. This person. My mama used to always say, don't let Antoine Terrell get you in trouble. Needless to say, I didn't listen. He's always been a troublemaker and a jerk, signed Antoine's friend Greg.
This is a lie.
Former friend.
I believe Greg.
Because if there's nothing else.
Individual.
If there is nothing else that's true in this world, I didn't get in trouble outside of inside my home.
Right.
Like, my mother, principals, teachers, people out in the community, they loved me. I never got in trouble.
I understand that, because you know who did? Greg. That's what happened.
He should have been smarter than him.
Yep. Antoine and Greg would be on their capers together, and as soon as they got caught, suddenly Antoine was gone.
Antoine was smart. He was resourceful.
My mother always used to save things for me that didn't need saving.
What do you mean?
Didn't want saving.
Save.
My mother's, I believe, famous phrase, which she would use all the time, was, "I saved the dishes for you."
Well, she saved them for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I saved the dishes for you. Thank you, Mommy. I appreciate
it. I was so worried that I'd have to go to bed and no chores.
Right. I was stressing out. I was stressing out that someone else was going to do these dishes instead of me. Yep. Which she also, because we never had a dishwasher growing up. And she said, "I have a dishwasher. It's you." Thanks.
Yeah, I heard that one. I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't leave dirty dishes in my sink is what my mother would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, so if I was last one eating or whatever, and she had already washed all the other dishes, mm-hmm. I had to wash my own. Like, she's like, "You don't you leave those in my sink."
Good. Yeah. She was right. My mom used to tell me, she said, make sure to add some bleach. She said, add bleach to the water. And I'm like, "But Mom, I'm like, I'm going to pass out."
That's why you had to put them gloves on.
No gloves.
Your mother, she was innovative for the coronavirus before it ever even happened. Everybody start drinking bleach together. Here we go.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Ridiculous stories pulled from the headlines. Happy hour, triple play on the way to kick off your week. Antoine is hosting Sound Off this week.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So this is the game of making sounds. Mm-hmm. And me and Monica are going to have to try to guess.
Okay.
And we have it themed this time.
There's going to be two categories. One is going to be sounds you can hear in the office and sounds that you would hear in wildlife.
Okay.
And so I'm going to randomly select which one of you guys get which one.
All right. I like the sound of that. That is on the way. So I have an update on that boat, the one that got trapped in the canal.
Oh, yeah.
This is wild.
Okay.
How they doing?
Not good.
Oh.
Not good. Because now becomes the argument over what we always argue about, money.
Mm-hmm.
And the boat company don't want to pay any kind of damages. And the canal people say, "We want $1 billion. And the thing that's crazy about all of this is the crew is stuck in the canal on the boat until they decide this, possibly for years.
Years? No way.
No, just flip a coin.
Yeah. But no, I don't think they're going to, it's going to be an all or nothing. They don't want to flip a coin.
Yeah, no, you have to make it as easy as possible. You just got to get in there and just figure it out.
Yeah, they say it's a salvage operation, cost of the stalled canal traffic, the lost transit fees for the week when this boat was trapped, and the crew cannot leave until they decide.
What a crazy situation.
See, that's why you have to do all or nothing, Zach. You can't just have them waiting.
But the poor crew, because it really ultimately...
They're stuck there.
It's not up to them, the decision, though I don't agree with this argument from the boat company saying these are professionals who had nothing to do with this incident. Well, then how did the boat get stuck in the first place?
Who did it?
Have we determined that, how the boat got stuck?
No. Mm-hmm.
Was it like the wind?
It's going to be a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was the intern.
Yeah. They left the intern.
Hey, Sean, I'm running to the bathroom. If you could just steer it straight.
That's all you got
to
do.
So a similar case to this happened a while back, and the ship's captain was stuck on the boat for 4 years, in case you're wondering.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Bye, family.
Yep. See you later. Where are you? He's on the boat. He's always on the boat.
Because that could turn real petty. So speaking of petty, I have what probably is the pettiest neighbor in the history of neighbors.
Okay
so... there are these two neighbors. They live on farms. So, you know, there's a lot of space in between the farms. And so there's always that question of, where does my property end? Where does your property start?
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's just agreed upon, you know, over there by that tree.
Right.
Like, that tree will, it may not be official.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the neighbors was real persistent. It's like, "Hey, you and your stuff is over on my property. We need to separate it." And the other neighbor was like, "No, we're good." He's like, "No, we need to separate it.
I want my 3 inches back."
So what did the petty neighbor do? He built a fence. Made out of manure.
Oh!
250 feet of manure.
Oh,
and what really sucks is for that, the neighbor that was annoying, that was frustrating, that fence is very close to their house.
Yep.
Wow.
So they cannot open the window or anything because that manure smell is coming in.
The neighborhood stinks, actually. I hear that.
They normally spread it on the field, but decided to make a fence out of it. When you got renters, you know, they have to live with this every day. I come here to mow the lawn.
And they are consistently... ruining my morning as I walk out.
Can't leave the window open because the whole upstairs will smell like you.
Yep. Giant poop
that
wall.
That is petty.
Or as Monica real petty right refers there. To yeah. it, husband wall.
Oh,
in the hot seat.
Yeah. All right. So this woman, she made a friend online and ended up being a bridesmaid within 2 hours. Because there's now Bumble BFF.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about
this. Yeah, there's
a
new app so you can find your best friend.
Okay.
I know.
It's, y'all are desperate out
well,
there.
Well, I guess with COVID.
Desperate in these streets.
People are like, I need a friend. And so they
what,
want
with
besties.
With COVID, did all your friends die?
Yeah. I know. I hope not. But it's like, but yeah, she found a friend. And she was like, well, I'm getting married and I need a bridesmaid. Will you be a part of the wedding? And she's like, within 2 hours, she was there. She was doing it.
That would concern me. Even if
Two days, sorry.
Because yeah. even if I liked this person, I would think, did you run off all of your other bridesmaids?
Yeah, like, I'd be concerned.
Here.
Yeah.
But you never
but there's
know.
There's an app for everything and Bumble BFF. So if you don't have a best friend, there you go.
Right. And just to be clear, it's Bumble. The app, and then BFF, like best friends forever.
Because
when you say Bumble BFF, it's like Bumblebee fantasy football.
Yes.
Like, or something. Yep. Yeah, if you want to get your new best friend online, I mean, is it any weirder than getting your significant other online?
No. If you get married in 2 weeks,
well,
at least date a little while before they're in your wedding.
Well, I guess this is like a starter way to do it.
I guess
somebody
so.
Else's wedding, so there is that. Now, the game that is sweeping the nation and the Outer Banks of Canada. Just
yes.
a tiny bit is Sound Off.
Sound Off, the game where we make a bunch of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have to guess what sound I'm making.
Today, Antoine is the noisemaker. Me and Monica are just trying to figure out what is going on with this guy's face.
I have a lot of anxiety. Just so you guys know that.
Okay.
Oh.
But I also have not practiced any of these sounds that you guys are going to get today. So okay. I don't know what you're going to get.
Nice. I like that.
I'm ready for it.
So you can play along at home. It's the home game edition where you just listen and play along at home. And you can try to figure out the sound effects too. We'll have different rounds for each of us. 60 seconds. How many sound effects can we get in those 60 seconds?
All right. So, Zach, mm-hmm. since you've been in the office.
Yes.
For...
Ever.
The duration of your entire life.
My entire
you,
life, yeah.
I'm going to give you sounds that can be found in office, and you're going to go first.
Okay.
All right. And then, Monica, after Zach goes, you will get sounds since you've been out and about in the streets and everything. You are going to get the wildlife category.
Been in the streets.
In the streets,
yes. I've seen Monica. She's been holding that little cardboard sign by the highway.
I've been twirling.
Yep,
woo!
Just looking for money. Ready to roll. She's been in the wildlife. Okay, so I'm going to get sounds you would hear in an office.
Yes.
And then Monica will do wildlife. So that'll be the category. 60 seconds for as many things as we can bang out as humanly possible. I'm ready. Is the mouth ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Our 60 seconds starts now. A typewriter.
Yes.
Fax machine?
Yes.
Paper cutter hole puncher. A door. Copy machine. Copy
no,
machine?
Pass. Yeah, we'll pass. Ring, 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 ring.
A phone.
Yes.
Somebody peeing. Drinking water. Making coffee. Coffee maker. Coffee maker.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Boom.
Boom. Zach banging his head on the table because he hates all his coworkers.
No, no.
Bird taking a dump.
Boom. In the office.
Machine. Coffee machine. Employee falling down. Pass.
No.
Ding.
Copy machine?
No.
That's the only thing.
A bell.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
Computer. Printer. Copy machine.
beep, beep, beep.
Ah.
Was that like a laminator?
No, it's an office microwave.
The one before
yes.
that he missed.
Was that? It a copy machine?
No, so it was. So, that was sliding papers over. That was a stapler.
Ah.
And then. Boom! Was a door. Was a closing door in office.
Gotcha, door.
All right, so you got typewriter, fax machine, phone,
mm-hmm.
and bell. And a coffee, five. Yeah,
okay.
Five.
Was that a copy? Copier?
A coffee, yeah.
Where was that copy machine?
You had five. All right, Monica, you need six to win, and your sounds are going to be from out in wildlife.
Out in the wild.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, here we go. 60 seconds starts now.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Okay, frog. That's a monkey.
Who's doing that? A goose? A duck? Goose.
All right, pass. Right. Nah.
A woodpecker.
Yes. squeak.
A mouse.
Yes.
Okay.
Affleck.
Hey, I'm a goose, a duck.
There you go. All right. Bzz.
Bee.
Nope.
Dead bee.
Bzz.
Bzz. Clap it.
Bzz.
And they clap it. They clap their cheeks.
Yeah, it's booty.
Booty clap. A vibrator.
Whoa, no.
No, that's deep. No, I don't know what that is. That's outdoor. I don't know what that was.
All right.
Monkey.
Yes.
Wolf. Coyote.
Yeah. Nay.
Nay. Sheep.
No.
Lamb.
No.
Chop.
Nay.
Time is up.
That was a horse. Horses go nay.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
and
do.
That was a mosquito.
Yes,
just
I
so
knew.
You know.
You
know.
Okay. Oh, you knew that was a mosquito.
The buzzing and then the second
do
of the
that
blood
again.
And then.
Bzz,
because then you smacked the mosquito.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
Whoa, you made me sweat. I'm sweating right now.
What was that other one that you couldn't get?
Oh, no. Dolphin.
Dolphin.
It's a dolphin.
See, you should have said, I'm going to pull you down to my cave.
Dolphin. Yeah.
Dolphin. She would have known that one. She won
Monica.
Anyway.
I'm pretty sure your answers.
Yeah.
They stressed me
you
out.
You really did sweat.
Not a copy machine in the wild.
You're sweating. Oh, goodness.
I told you. Get me stressed out in here.
I know a lot. Like, this game is kind of it's kind of chaos, but it's fun. So, that's all that matters.
Can't breathe.
We're going to keep doing that. So congratulations, Monica. You are the winner.
Happy, joy.
For no good
happy,
reason.
Happy, joy.
Irrational happiness.
Happy, joy.
On tiny things.
Happy, joy.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. We kind of need that from time to time.
I love when that just burst of happiness comes out of nowhere.
And especially when it's for, well, nothing.
Yeah. Small, minuscule. Because it happened to me yesterday to where I got on Instagram. And you know, at the stories, when you get on Instagram, all the stories are at the top.
Yeah.
And I saw a green circle. And we've talked about it before, like the green circle is just for close friends.
Right. Yeah.
So refresh everybody on the green circle. And by everybody, I mean me.
All right. So on Instagram, you have the stories. And when you post a story, it goes to everybody that's following you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you make a group called close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do close friends, if that circle is green, then that means only you and a few selected other people get to view this content.
And I love that too, because I believe I received the same green circle.
And so when I saw it, I was so excited. I reached out to, it was one of my guy friends. I reached out to him. I was like, hey, yo, green circle. And he just sent me back some laughing emojis.
And it is funny how happiness is subjective, because I feel like it would ruin my day if I got roped into yet another green circle.
But I'm going to have to start a green circle.
I love the green circles. Oh, and God. This one, and it's for different things. So like this green circle was just for him to be able to like post his kid and stuff like that without like, you know, judgment or whatever, just random people. But no matter what, I'm like, he picked me. He didn't have to pick me, but he picked me.
I see Monica's looking at me right now. She's going to rope me into
a green circle. I haven't done it yet just because I post so much in the stories. I don't want to accidentally just post it.
Yeah, see, that would be your issue. See,
maybe I do want to be in the green circle.
See, I wouldn't do the green circle because I don't post enough to where I care who sees it.
Yeah.
You post too much to where it'd be dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah. But now I'll still probably,
Yeah.
Well, I probably will have a green circle.
Yeah. But there's stuff that just it makes you happy.
Yeah, I was so happy.
Yeah, for me, a new ink pen will make my day. And you know how I feel about my ink pen. This right here just brightens my mood.
It really always makes my day when Monica refers to it as
an ink pen.
Ink pen.
Yeah. Because I just refer to it as a pen.
Just as a pen, yeah.
Though I guess if she's saying ink pen.
Yes.
Ink pen, is it because you're getting those old, like, Benjamin Franklin quills? Is that what this is?
Where you have to dab it in the little jar of ink?
Monica she loves a good goose feather.
I love that.
Like a feather and just dip it around. Boy, that day and age was not built for those of us that are left-handed. I mean, you want to talk about just smearing across your paper. But yeah, it's okay to have irrational happiness sometimes because you need to celebrate the things. Man, I actually fist pumped in my car yesterday when I won a bet on FanDuel. And it was
there
for,
you go.
It was for $5.
Okay.
And I was just boom! It was
$5 you didn't have.
Yep. I believe I did say, and I quote, boom. That was,
I like that.
I went, boom, and then I went inside and bought dirt.
Well, I only like it when you win, Zach. Does that make you more or less likely to reach out to me about wagering?
Both.
So it makes no difference. Never mind. I was trying to cheer for the outcome, but I don't know what to cheer for.
Whichever one makes you root for me to win. So we'll go with that one.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
So his name is Randy Winner.
Randy.
And Randy is in a band. It's a rock band called Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Monica celebrates their entire catalog.
I love it. Yeah.
I've actually heard of them.
Okay. You like the music?
They're fine. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you anything more about them. But so Randy's in the band, and he has said that being in the band has forced him to hone his listening skills over the years. So he believes himself to have super listening. There was a guy missing in the woods in his neighborhood in Florida, and he volunteered to go out with the rescue people.
Yeah.
He found the guy because he could hear him and nobody else could. It was amazing.
I stopped him and just alerted him, hey, did you hear that? And they kind of looked at me with a little disbelief, you know, apprehensive because time is so valuable in a search.
Do you think your expertise in audio helped you kind of know?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's why I wanted to look.
Yeah.
Huh.
Super hearing.
Yeah, I'm jealous of that because my hearing sucks. It's like, yeah, I'm like, what? What do you say?
I don't know, dude. I'm not sure I want to hear more stuff. I think what I hear is plenty.
Are you good
not
right
to
now?
That level.
Nah, I want to hear less. I think I do. Yeah, my brain's too busy as it is. Maybe if I could just bring it down just a teeny tiny bit. This woman was very lucky because she was flying to Hawaii, which is a far flight, and there's kind of nowhere to stop for an emergency. 27 weeks pregnant, which is very early. Goes into labor. Guess who's on the plane? A doctor and three nurses all on the plane.
Wow.
Yeah. And they ended up delivering the baby. The nurses are great because they're just like, yep, we delivered a baby.
This lady just starts screaming, oh my God, we need help. Doctor, medical, like, oh my God. She's like freaking out. I'm like, she had a baby and it's little.
He's stable. They don't have a name yet, but the nurses and doctors have nicknamed him Jet at the hospital.
Can you imagine Monica being on that plane, Antoine?
And I wouldn't help the situation.
No, you would not.
You'd make it so much worse.
No, you'd have to lock me in the bathroom.
You'd be mad at the woman giving birth.
Right.
Yeah.
She'd yell at the baby. When the baby came out alive,
you'd be annoying.
Cry, baby!
You're making everybody nervous, baby! Stop it! What's wrong with you? This, I'm surprised, doesn't happen more often. You think of all the times news reporters, they're broadcasting live on the scene, and they're always like in front of the road. They love to broadcast from the road. I'm always surprised that there aren't more car accidents behind them when it happens.
I'm worried about that.
Yeah.
Well, like turkey necks and stuff like that?
Well, not even that. It's just, you know, the odds, just the odds.
Uh-huh.
You would assume that eventually it would happen. Well, it did. And in true news anchor fashion, the guy throwing it down to the woman who has a car accident go on behind her, it's just oblivious. Like, there's always that one guy who just reads whatever's off the screen.
UMC Action News 5's Kelly Roberts joins us live in the busy medical district with this story. Kelly?
Like, he's not even paying attention. Everybody else is.
He's professional. He is professional.
I guess.
UMC Action News 5's Kelly Roberts joins us live in the busy medical district with this story. Kelly?
Yep, and I'm not here to cover the crash that just happened behind me, but I hope everyone's okay there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I love him. Kelly? Kelly, come on, you're on.
Kelly, take it.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn it, Kelly, we talked about this. What are you doing?
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.